Thank you very much. Thank you for this opportunity. This is a big room, and there are quite a few important people represented here. And I find the fact that we have this chance to really sit together like this, to listen, including to personal stories, is not something that is always, you know, the way it goes at the United Nations. And I want to say we have a group of young people here on the left, several who have intervened already. So we are really serious about the not only women leadership currently, but the future leadership, you know, with including women and young men, of course, too. And to have opportunities for them to be here and to listen, I'm sure, I've no doubt, this will affect their lives, the choices they make for their future. And, you know, just the process also, this, I know, you know, the idea of terminology and the importance of concepts and language, where we went from women and development, women in development, women leading development. And I think similarly related to youth engagement, how important this is. And of course, around the Sustainable Development Goals, there has been much enthusiasm, and it has been publicized and packaged quite amazingly, I would say, from the United Nations side. But we need to really continue that, and we need to provide opportunities where young people can really engage, where they can have the training that they need so that they can organize themselves locally and really have this sense that what they are doing, they're doing locally, is, you know, affecting something greater, something outside their local effort, which you know, maybe one good practice, the NGO Committee on the Status of Women, we have a project called the Ambassador's Breakfast Briefing. And it is also an opportunity to bring together a few of our committee members. We rotate, but also ambassadors and UN entity representatives. ITU was there, the head of ITU was there. We have from the Office of the High Commissioner, we have CEDAW committee member was there, and UN Women, and it's really a more informal opportunity to really sit. Since in Geneva here we have so many human resource level is so high, but in fact, what have we been discussing in this series of meetings is almost always about development, actually. And we are preparing ourselves to go to the CSW. We are preparing for Beijing Plus 30. We are, there are many, many things coming up that we need really to, you know, to prepare ourselves to make the greatest impact, actually, when we represent these exact same concerns there. So only maybe just in closing to say thank you for this chance to listen, even more than to speak, I must say on my side, to have learned much and to also somehow to understand the inside, inner workings of developing processes such as a convention on the right to development. This in itself is very exciting for our young population. So thank you to our experts. Thank you, and thank you for the invitation.